to have a chat with you. And so today we will be talking about leadership mentality. So as you know, the typical belief to what people may think,
Clashing.
can we please have everyone on mute, please? Thank you very much. I think we can still hear a feedback. Thank you very much. Contrary to what people may believe, leadership is something within each and every one of us, just laying there. But I wouldn't talk too much about it because our speakers today are well equipped and they've done their thorough research with some experience as well added to that to share with you. Please bear in mind, I think if you're not sure whether you're mute, just please double check and please mute yourself. Thank you very much. So without further ado, I would like to invite our first speaker, go by the name of Olatunji Dorowoju. So he will be talking, looking at the meaning of leadership mentality, what this whole thing is about, the challenges teenagers face when it comes to the topic of leadership. And yeah, I would let him have a talk. And as you're already aware, but I'll just reiterate that you have 20 minutes. But yeah, so you can have the floor. Thank you very much for coming on. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, the host, for having me. Yeah, it's very good to be in a position to speak about a topic like this. I believe each and everyone, immediately we see leadership mentality. We'll be talking about, oh, they want to talk about leaders. No, that's not what we want to talk about. That's not what we meant by the mentality we're talking about.
Sorry, please mute, please. Can everyone mute? Thank you. Please go ahead.
So, thank you. First thing, leadership. What's the meaning of leadership? We ask ourselves this question in a simple way for the teenagers, because we are actually speaking to the teenagers in this regard. So, in a simple way, leadership is just leading. Just leading. That's the simplest way I want to define it today. I don't want to make it a bit bigger. Just a simple way is leading. But the mentality that we want to talk about is the mind. Because this leadership on its own has two elements. Just for the sake of what I'm discussing today, leadership mentality on its own is what we're discussing, but the leadership on its own has two elements. That's the mindset. Your mind will be processed as if you are a leader. And the second one is to act as a leader. That means you go through school or do a career or training. If those two elements are present, that means you find yourself to be a leader. But what we're going to be talking about today is just the mindset, one of the elements. How important is the element of the mind, having a mindset of a leader? And that's what we need today. If you have that mind, you don't have to be a leader. But I just want to highlight what it's all about, having the mind, the importance, especially for our youths, especially for the teenagers. Now, when we talk about the mindset, the mentality of a leadership, one, if you look into this clearly, we have two types, very, very close, two types of mindset. I still mean mentality as well. We have growth and the other one. The growth one is very, very important. The growth one is one that is open-minded. You tend to grow in what you are doing. You tend to grow in what you are doing. And the other one is a fixed mindset, fixed mentality. So, for instance, if our teenagers, if you have fixed mentality, this is a problem. That means the mindset of a leadership or being able to do something positive is not there. So when you have a fixed mindset, it's dangerous, especially growing in this kind of community. You have less expectation. But if you maintain this the mentality that we're talking about, that's the growth mindset, which is the one that is open-minded. And that's what I want to touch upon today. So I'm not going to talk about the fixed one. We want to talk about the growth, because that's the most important one for the teenagers in the house, which is very, very important in all your dealings. I'm going to tell you why. Let's look at growth mindsets. If you check what growth mindset is, growth mindset, they always come with a vision. They are always open to learn. They want to learn every day. If you bring this idea in, they want to learn that new idea. If you criticize someone with growth mindset, they're not going to feel down about you. No. They are open. They will never feel down if you criticize someone with growth mindset. And that's what we're talking about in terms of the leadership mentality. Have a growth mindset, which governs your mentality. And this mentality becomes what we call leadership mindset. This doesn't mean we are trying to make you a leader. Not everybody will lead. But this element is very, very important. I mean, the mentality that we're talking about, growth mentality. Because with this mentality, there are a lot of things that come to it. For instance, a teenager in secondary school that doesn't have a growth mindset. I'll give a very good example. For instance, the teacher can actually ask you, oh, can you just pick that thing on the floor? If you are the one that doesn't have a growth mindset, you have a fixed mindset, you can be the one to challenge your teacher. I'm not the one that put it there. Why would I? To me, that's a fixed mindset. When you have a growth mindset, you have an open-minded, you can help. You can feel the way people feel, empathy. But when you lack this, the growth mindset that we're talking about, you ended up having a mindset that is fixed, which is not going to take you anywhere. You tend to criticize everyone. Anything they bring up, you criticize it. They ask you, have you got a clear vision? What are you aiming to do in future? With a fixed mindset, you won't be able to figure out what you want to do because you haven't got a clear plan. You haven't got a clear understanding of what you want to do. That's what fixed mindset is all about. Because your mind is fixed, maybe due to what you're going through, you believe, oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it because I believe my community or people like me.
Sorry, please. Can Mr. Kole please mute himself, please?
Right, that's been done.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, please go ahead.
So you have this mindset whereby you have a feeling that with a fixed mindset, you look around and you see maybe everything you see within yourself, everybody you see around, you believe, oh, they are not doing bad. Yeah, they are security officers. Yeah, my parents, they are security. They do security. My mom, they do care. I think if I can do similar thing like that, I think I'll be fine. That's fixed mindset. You're not open. When you have a growth mindset, when you go out, even though your parents, maybe your parents are doing maybe the odd job. Yeah, if you have a growth mindset, you can actually come out and think, I think I can do better. You'll be open-minded. You'll be more inclusive. You get involved in things that you think or you've been told you can't do. You try to get involved and do it. You are able to face challenges. This is only for the growth mindset. You are not, because you don't mind if anybody criticizes you. That's a growth mindset. But when you have a fixed mindset, you're always scared of doing anything that people will criticize you about. And this is one thing I want the youth to take home today. It's very important. As someone that wants to do good in life, you must embrace this growth mindset. Growth mindset will take you to where you don't even know. For instance, you will be able to have courage. there will be a lot of courage in everything you do. You have courage to do more because you know what you're doing. Vision and focus will be there for you because you know the clear vision. You want to do better than what you're seeing around you. You want to get involved. You want to do new things as a growth mindset. And then that will give you courage because where you're going, when you're looking at it in the front, you get more courage to do more things, especially to do what you want to do. Also, with a fixed mindset, integrity is not there because you already wrote yourself off. Yeah, I can't do more than what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now, I think is okay because there's no point. Like a very, very good words that people normally share, which I like so much, they are said by powerful people. You can be born poor. Yeah, it's possible. But if you die poor, it's your fault. That's a key thing. And that's only go for a growth mindset, not for a fixed mindset. Because for a fixed mindset, you look around yourself, I've got all these people that are struggling around me. I don't think I need to do too much. Like a friend, I can't believe he's been my neighbor for a very long time. One day, I think he was drunk on the day, and he said something strange to me, and I was like, woo. He said he doesn't understand you Africans, how you strive to do more things, to do things, and to make sure you are comfortable. Look at me. My dad never had a car. I don't see the reason why I'm going to have a car. But you came a few years ago, and you were driving a car. The only thing I want to bring out of that is he's got a fixed mindset. Is that his parent has got no car, and there's no point for him to do more than that. That's a fixed thing. No, but if for a growth mindset, you tend to come out of the shell, which is one thing that is very important for our youth, our teenagers. We need to develop this mindset I'm talking about. And the attributes, our vision, you need to have a vision and focus. Courage is part of the attributes. If you have all these things I'm mentioning, that means you are developing this growth mindset I'm talking about. Integrity is there. People should take you for your word. What you say, you must do it. That means you must be honest. You don't have to be scared. This is what I've done wrong, Dad. This is what I've done wrong, Mom. I'm sorry. Yeah. Integrity should be there. That's what we call growth mindset. It develops your growth mindset. Humility. Humble yourself. You're not the best. Just calm down. You're still learning. Don't think you know more than everyone. That's growth mindset. It tends to humble yourself and learn new things. Be open-minded, like I said. Anything you think you know, share it with others. You never know. You might know 1, 2, 3. Others might just know 4 and 5. And 4 and 5 might make you to be the unique person that you want to be. So be open-minded and share things. Take responsibility. Because why this is very, very important is, if you look at yourself first, that what I'm going to do now, if I got it wrong, I'm the one responsible for it. I'm not going to blame third party. If you go out in the night and something happened to yourself, I'm not saying you should not go out in the night, but this is why risk assessment is involved. I know that's more of a big word, but check, analyze where I'm going now. Is it good? Is that going to like it? Is Mom going to like it? Is it part of what I'm focusing on? I've got a vision. Is it in line with what I'm focusing on? Those are the analysis you need to do before you do things. So that when you got it wrong, you will be responsible for what you're doing. So if you want to develop a growth mindset, to have a leadership mentality, to be successful, you need to be responsible for all of your action, every action of yours. That means if you want to be responsible for every action, assess all your actions. Everything, you need to check it. Check everything before you do it, so that when you do it and got it wrong, then you won't be in a position of lying about it, because you say the truth. You take the responsibility of it. And you see most of good leaders, you find them, they take responsibility, even though it's not them that did it, it's part of the team that did the wrong thing. They take responsibility because you put the team together. But we're not talking about leading now. But I'm not saying our teenagers can't lead, get me right. But we need to develop the mentality first to get us to where we're going, which is the key thing. So you must be responsible, taking ownership of things that you know, yeah, you are the one that is meant to do this. You need to take ownership of it. You don't have to pass it on to, no, it's going to be my sister because I did it yesterday. Or mom just called me now. I expect mom or dad to call my brother. If you know this is the right thing for you to do, you don't have to wait. Take ownership. Things that you're meant to do, do it even before you were called. Those are growth mindsets. Because you've grown into it, you know exactly this is what I have to do, and then you need to do it at the right time without anybody prompting you to go and do it, that, oh, this is the time you need to go. No, no, no. Take ownership of things and do it at the right time. Resilience, you never give up. You never give up. A very, very good quote. Failure is not a bad thing. It's a very, very sensible teacher. So if you look at failure that, oh, yo, no, I failed. I can't even do it again. No. That means you don't have a growth mindset. A growth mindset individual will not be scared to fail, because when you fail, at the point where you failed, if you pick on that page, you will go faster than the page because you've learned from that position of failure. So someone that wants to develop a leadership mindset, you need to understand how to be resilient at all time. You have to be that, or else you find yourself in a position whereby you give up easily. And this is common. I believe this is common among our teenagers now. They easily give up on things, especially where they've been told you are not good at this. They give up and they said, I'm not good at it. There's no point wasting time. One thing I always remember that I always share with people about a very good example of resilience. Alex Ferguson and Pique. Oh, no. I think it's this manager, Louis van Gaal, and Pique. He said the first time, the only reason why I become the best defender in Barcelona, he saw Louis van Gaal. The first day, he pushed him away, and he fell down. And he said, you're not going to be a good defender ever in your life. If you're not being defensive, I push you. You're not even expecting that. And that makes him change his mind, and he becomes someone strong. He never take that failure to be weakness. He said, I'm never going to be a defender in my life. So for teenagers in the house, don't give up anything. Don't give up on anything. Be resilient at all time. Make sure, even if you're being criticized, don't worry about it. Go back to it. Give it a try again. Tell me, if you're doing all this, you are developing your leadership mindset, which is the key element to success. That's the key element to success. Because when all these things are not in, it is going to be very, very difficult to face the challenges ahead of you if you want to be someone important in life. The final point I'm going to mention before I give up is, before I stop my conversation, is be effective, consistency, and being effective. So make sure the mistake you made yesterday, you don't have to repeat it again. So make sure you learn from your mistake at all time so that you become more effective in what you do. And then in school, in university, even in college, they can easily pick on it and see, oh, it's actually consistent. This mistake is made in the past. I don't think he or she is making the mistake again. They've developed into a different individual now, which is a very, very key and vital thing. And on that basis, I'm just going to round up on what I've been talking about today. It's just the key thing, leadership mentality, to have it, you need to develop your growth mindsets. Growth mindset is the key. Don't develop the fixed mindset. Fixed mindset will only put you in a single circle and you won't be able to go out. And I've mentioned all the attributes. You need to have a vision, courage to do things, integrity, and be honest, humility, humble yourself. You never know. And you need to have a planning in everything you do. That means access. Access what you want to do before you take the step, because it's very important you take the ownership of any mistake you make. But the same thing is the same thing. If you do the right thing, you take the ownership of it as well. And then the resilience and effectiveness is the key. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was quite interesting and insightful. You've also reiterate the key points as well, which is growth mindset, having a vision, integrity, and the response. You know, guys, I'll just like to break down the response. It's just simply responsibility. It's just how you respond to things. That is just what it is. So just have a vision. And that would guide your response to things that come your way. Thank you very much. That was a big key point there for them to think about. And next, we will be going, before we go to our next speaker, we are going to have a game, a Kahoots game, which, you know, this is our routine here, our culture here. For those that are visiting for the first time, this is what we do usually. So the winner, the first place would get £20 voucher, a voucher of their choice, a store of their choice. Second and third would get £10 each. So guys, as I'm saying it, get ready to do this. And everyone is welcome. So teenagers, young people, feel free to join. Some parents that may want to as well, feel free. We don't discriminate. So bear with me. I am just going to share the pin with you while you all get ready for the game. And this, it's a mixture this time around. I don't want to say slightly different. Right, just having a bit of issue sharing. Host disabled. Could you help and assist to enable host to allow me to share, please?
I think it's done now, yeah.
Okay. Yep, it's working now. Thank you very much. Right, I believe you can all see my screen now. Please let me know if you can't. The pin is being generated. So get ready. The pin should be showing on your screen, 7493816. So please join as much as possible. Call your friends, call your neighbors. There is a voucher involved. And this will be of your choice as well. So whoever is preparing to win this, start telling us or have in mind which store you want to go for. So once it's announced, then you can just type in the store with your name. And then we know. So we've got 8 people now. We'll still wait. We'll wait a bit for more people to join. And for those that
how do we join, please?
So if you go on this website, it says www.kahoots.it. So you just need to go on that website. So just go on your web browser, either on your phone or on a different computer, and then just enter that, and it would ask you for your PIN, for the game PIN, and then you enter this PIN. The PIN is also in the chat. As well, if some people find that easier, grabbing it from there. So we've got 12 people now. We'll just wait for another minute or two for anyone that may be finding it a bit challenging joining. So for anyone that may have missed how to join, as it was asked initially, so you go to this website where it says kahoot.it. And then once you go on that, it would ask you for the pin. So we've got 12 people. And then I believe that's everyone. So we will be starting. Oh, we've got one more joining. We'll just give it one more minute. For anyone that wants to join. Oh, 14 now.
Ooh.
Right. This is going to be a tough one. Everyone, get ready. Get ready. So the winner, I'll just let you know, the first place is £20. Big old £20 for a choice, a store, a choice of yours. So you pick the store. Second and third, they get £10 each. right, great. I think we're set to go. We've got 14 people now. So yeah, ready, set. And the question, by the way, for if this is your first time, the question will be showing on the screen here. So you can look on the screen for the question and then enter your answers. The instruction will be given on there. Oh, we got 14. Oh, I saw 15 for a second. I think we'll just see if you want to try and attempt to join again for the 15th person that seemed to have dropped out. In case you're struggling. Can we please be on mute? We've got someone that is not muted. Can you please mute yourself, please? So we have 15 people now. Tayo, please. Tayo, can you please mute yourself? Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, we are set to go. Ready, set. So this is a mixture of maths and current affairs, all right? And then it's timed as well. So you need speed as well as, yeah. So solve this question. I shan't repeat it to save you time to think. So this is the timing here, 15 seconds to go. And you've got the answers options here. Speed also matters. Here's a question up here. Solve this equation. So we got 10 people that seem to have gotten it right. Interesting. So let's see who those are. And we've got Taiwo Bankole leading that question. We've got someone else that isn't muting. Please mute yourself. Thank you very much. Right, next question. Right, so this is the question. We've got 17 seconds.
Quiet for 1 minute.
Guys, mute yourself, please. Mute yourself, please.
Sit properly, Elia. Or get off the chair. Sit properly. If you want to sleep, go on that chair. Sit properly.
We can hear you. Someone saying, sit properly. Please mute yourself. So we've got 7 people got that correct and 6 unfortunately missed it. So let's see who those 7 are. Okay, here are the 7 and leading is Big Jill. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Wow, we've got some people tailing that. Let's see who would chase up and take that first place. So here is the third question. Solve this equation. And here is the option of the answers for you. Whatever you think the answer is. And the timing is 7, 6 in seconds. Go in. Well, so we have 7 people got that correctly. And a few people got those wrong. Let's see who got those correct. Who's leading? Whoa, fire right here. Dami and Esther, they are topping the chat. So, wow. All right, so next one. Highest answer we just saw, Dami and Esther. So the next question is this.
Go and wash it.
Please mute yourself.
Don't run.
Here is the question on top here. Solve 16. And the timing, you now have 8 seconds. 8, 3 seconds to go. Right, so we got 5 people got those correctly, and 10 seem to have gotten it wrong. Let's see who those are. Kane Day is now taking a lead. Well, okay. So we just keep having different person taking a lead each question. Wow. We've got some geniuses in here today. So here's the next question. Right, so we've got 11 seconds to go on this question. 5 more seconds to go. Here we go. Wow. So here we have 2 answers, by the way, and we've got 8 and 3 that got those correctly. Wow. So we got Dami and Esther. They are back on top. Wow. And the next question. So this now is, okay, we've still got 1 more maths question before we have the current affairs one. So 15 seconds to solve this question. 9 more seconds to go. 3 more seconds to go. Right. Moment of truth. So we've got 5 people that got those correct and few that didn't. T-Man, wow, no. Wow. So each round is just someone else taking it. Well done, guys. Well, that's all I can say. So next, here we have the current affairs. Name the 3 countries that were affected by the flood recently. So guys, I hope you've been watching the news, young people, because if you haven't, this may be a bit challenging. Wow, 8 people. This shows that, you know, you guys are current more than we thought. T-Man, wow, still leading. Okay, next. What announcement is due on 16th August 2021? Let's see who is on top of the news happening. Right. So we have 4 people that got those correct, but who is the fastest? T-Man, wow. T-Man is on the ball, literally on the ball. Wow, well done. Who was the high-profile minister that lost his job recently after breaking social distance guidance? Who replaced him? So this is 2-in-1 question, guys, and this would hold extra point for the correct one as well as the fastest. Wow, 9 people got those correct. Wow. T-Man still on top. Wow. Wow. And Simi has the highest score. Answer strike of 3. Wow. Okay. This is getting interesting. We'll see who the winner would be. So the next question is, what percentage of NHS staff pay uplift as announced by the government recently? 3 seconds to go. 1. Woo! 10 people got those correctly. Nice one. Well, who is the fastest? Wow. Wow. Okay. So here is our winner, basically, for the whole game. T-Man took the first place, which will be £20 voucher, like I initially said. And second is Elijah. So that's a £10 voucher. And third is Dami and Esther. So I guess you guys will split it £5. You know, if you want us to help you split it like that, just let us know the store of your choice. So guys, T-Man, please put your name or your email and the choice, your store choice in the chat, okay? And Elijah as well, please put your contact. It could be just your email and your store choice as well, as well as Dami and Esther in the chat, okay? And well done to everyone that participated. And great job, guys. That was interesting. Hope you enjoyed it as well as I did and everyone did, I believe. So moving on, we would have our next speaker. His name is Mr. Sunday Onobanjo, and he will be looking at the benefits of in relation to leadership mentality. Okay. He's also a leader in a community, so he can also infuse that with some of his experience as a leader in the community as well, that relates to young people that they can learn as well from. So please, the floor is yours, Mr. Olobanjo.
Thank you very much. I'm extremely grateful. And I really like the way you start the presentation. That is wonderful. I'm ungrateful because my life, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. I just can't see your face.
You can't see me. Okay. I think I knew what is going on. Let me, 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
I'll put a stop to that one. Then it can be me properly. 1 second.
No problem. I'm right here. I'll let you know once we can see your wonderful face.
Okay. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to log out very quickly and I log back. There's a program that is stopping that. I'm going to leave and coming back straight away.
Okay, and if you're still struggling, if you can't sort it out, just join and then we'll listen to you. While unfortunately we would have loved to see your face, but not. While he's going to try and join back in, I'll just like to also add that leadership, I think the first speaker touched on this, having a vision. A vision, it's literally having the end in mind. So it's starting the other way around rather than doing it, you know, starting first and then finding yourself wherever later. So a vision is meant to carve out the end for you before you even begin, because it's been embedded in us the potential to create just as our maker, as God, really, to as he created things, we have the ability to also do that through our mind. Okay. And that's why having the right mentality is very important, because it carves out what you create in your mind and which then turns out to be your reality. Okay, so these are very important. And I just thought I'd chip in that while we wait for our next speaker to join. And just to also let you know that we will be having questions, open floor. Right, great. So we've got our speaker back on now. Yes. Please, you can take back the floor. Thank you.
Lovely. Good afternoon, everyone. As I said earlier, before I got caught up in this modern things, was full of praise for the presentation. Thankful to the set man in the house, Mr. Tunji Drojaye, because I'm a man of the grassroots. I love the youth. Everything I've done in my life has been around the development of youth and mentoring them and doing that with words that are out of God's mind. The biggest problem anybody can think of is where you have what I call a leadership mouth. And if that mouth you have is believing that leaders are born and not made, then there is a problem. I beg to differ from the fact that leaders are born. Leaders are made. As a young man and woman, you can develop yourself to a successful career in leadership. You can be the finest leader out there. Leadership is a reminiscence of your efforts. And one of the most enduring experiences about leadership is taking ownership of your life, learning from people. I always tell youths never to be deluded by fictions, believing that wealth is the only gain from a successful leader. Leadership is about service. It's not about gains that comes out of it. Leaders are people who see problems as an opportunity to be more successful. Leaders, they just love challenges. Good leaders will tell you, bring it on. Because every challenge you come across in your youthful age, as you develop into maturity, they are all learning curves that will take you to the pinnacle of your career. Either you want to be a pilot, you want to be a medical doctor, you want to be a scientist, you want to be the minister of religion, whatever career you have choose, you need that experience and that enduring experience of a leader to be successful. Let me give you my example, because the master key here is your mindset. When you eventually sit in that position of a leader, your mindset must be right. Your mindset must not be about money. Your mindset must not be about the accolades. Your mindset, your joy must come from serving people. The service to mankind. While I was growing up, my father had a church. In that church, as I can roll back to the age of 12, I started seeing myself in a position of a leader. We were very few. My family is a bit large. I'm the one that is in the forefront of everything. It was later in my life that I found out that God helped me. How big was the responsibility on my shoulder at a very young age? I look back and I cannot sleep or I cannot fathom how God have helped my hand or how much I've taken in the position I was at the age of 12, 14, 16, 17. I was practically leading people 50, 60, over 60 years of age in God's work. Well, you might want to call it accident. Then I identify from the fact that leaders, in some cases, in most cases, they are not born, they are made. As a young man or a woman growing up, a young girl rather, what do you do that your mindset will do the work of a good leader for you? You have to focus on your assignment. Every individual is a ministry on its own. The set man in the house to the Jairus, my brother, I have confirmed what we have been discussing together few years ago. We start to prioritize what is most important. How can we develop the youth? How can we make our community better? How can we try to influence youth's mentality? That the world is not about money. The world is not about ostentatious things. When you lead with vigor. When you lead with passion. When you lead, or when you are building men or building your society or building people's life, you must guide them. Make sure they are not bogged down in difficulties. What is that? Strong mindset. The psychologists, they refer to mindset as the platform from which you take off in life. Your mindset must be right. You must learn to walk from the grassroots. Most youths, let's talk about musicians for a while. They watch the top musicians and they just want to be like them. you won't imagine how they could wake up one day and become a millionaire. They imagine how they could wake up one day and have thousands of people watching them and clapping their hands and dancing. But I want to not alter what you're thinking, but try to let you guys know that leadership starts from the grassroots. Start working in your community first. Start influencing people that are around you. I started a ministry about 10 years ago. In that ministry, we're only four. We developed into 10. We developed into 15, 20. But the start point in my mind is what I call the community initiatives. I have to develop a different mindset. What is different about that setup? The difference is that I want the faith community to be connected to the society, carry out charity works, improve people's life, guide people, look after their well-being. What have I avoided? I have avoided ministers who are high-minded. What do I mean by high-minded? When you had a situation whereby you believe something must be done in a particular way, oftentimes I ask my friend, if peradventure your father got blind at the age of 50 or 60, and when you get to that age and you can see clearly, will you then go and unplug your eyes out because your father died at the age of 60 and you must die at the age of 60? No. We all want to do better than our parents. We want to lead better. We want to be someone who solves problems better. Within a few years of the establishment of the ministry, I was able with my team to touch people's lives. Unknown to me, COVID-19 was just around the corner. Immediately the COVID-19 happened, I was one of the first set of people that went out to buy food, palliatives, and start to distribute it in my community from my own personal money. From that, I got information that charity organization that have been set up by government, they can help more. I contacted them. I made myself available. That's another attribute of a leader. I trained myself in what I wasn't used to. I attend seminars. I attend Zoom meeting. I made myself available. I convinced the people I'm leading. That is the bigger point. You must be able to convince the people you are leading about what you are doing. They must believe in what you are doing. Don't be too forceful. They might not see what you are doing at the beginning. But if the attitude is right, write it down again, attitude. Your attitude must be right. You must allow people to develop and see what you are doing. Everybody are not the same. A good leader pacifies. A good leader waits for people to grow. A good leader leads. Learn how to speak to people. A good leader leads by example. And let me explain that to you. Every Friday, we do the deep cleaning of the church. I, as the minister of religion, I am number one person that hoover the floor. In the past 10 years, it has been my responsibility to clean the rubbish, bag them, put them in my car, and go and throw them away. And up till today, even though I have members in the church who also drives, but I make it my responsibility as a service to mankind, even though I am the leader, to carry the rubbish to the shit. That is the choice I made. That is the choice that good leader we made. You must improve. The argument about leaders being born or being made is clearly immaterial. There are exceptional leaders. When it comes to the spiritual world, you know that you were born. And the Bible says, before you were born, I know thee. So there are some special people. But in line with what we're discussing, I'm talking about a leader that is made. Thank God for the set man, Mr. Tujibu. He has already spoken about all these things. I'm just going to have two more examples and I'll close. Your leadership is defined by these various things. Number one, your motivation. What motivates you? What brings you to the place? What is your mission? What do you want to do? I've asked myself this question many times. What is my motivation? Why? I've got my job as a building surveyor. I contract for Rochdale Council. I contract for Oldham Council. I sit in the Rochdale Council as a trustee on the full steering. I'm a trustee to my church. I'm a trustee to the United UK and other Ireland Celestial. I'm a secretary to other organizations. So I have about 10 responsibility, writing, interacting, and meeting people. So the question is, what motivates me as a leader? And I'm asking all the youth the same question. What motivates you? My youngest son will ask me, Dad, why do you bother with these people? And my answer is, they are not these people. They are my people. I am responsible for them. This is why I am who I am. You are responsible to the people. The service to my kind is your number one duty, both spiritually and physically. Another thing is curiosity. Are you curious enough to know the area of your assignment? Are you curious enough to examine the area of your growth? Are you curious enough to know your mandate? Every successful leader knows the assignment. They know the rope of their mandate. They walk around their mandate. However, can I encourage you? Don't be afraid to make mistakes. A good leader makes mistakes. A good leader takes stand. Some you win, some you lose. But if your mindset is right, if what motivates you is positive, the end result will be successful. You must be able to make good decisions. Good decisions. How do you make good decisions? You practice. Practice made perfect. You rehearse. You think about what other people are thinking. In line with your motivation and your focus, you take more in than you give out. A leader, you don't talk too much. You look at the traits of your information. That helps you to make good decisions. Sometimes the decision you make today might not look very good to you. Don't worry about it. As long as you make that decision wholeheartedly, in honesty, and the what is behind your decision is to improve what you are engaging. Let me repeat that. You only improve what you are engaged in. Don't jump from frying pan to fire. Don't engage in another person's line. If you know you are not, that is not what you are good at. Think about what you're good at. This afternoon, I've just been to Liverpool Football Club, where a member of the church was signed on as a professional. And in one of the encouragement I gave them in the car, is that remain focused. You are good at football. Get your education going as well. But practice more. Meditate more. put more effort. If finance is needed, that is your project. That is what makes you a good leader. That's what makes you a good leader. The mindset of making money, we are not correcting that. Money is good. Even the Bible says he answered all questions. But your mindset must be the impact you make in people's lives, the attitude, the beliefs, and your style of leadership. Your style must be unique. You are a ministry in your home. You add values in your life. Your style must be different to people. If people criticize you because you are different, let me say this to you by experience. What they are criticizing you for, they are coming back to do it if you become successful. So your assignment will take you to your destination. And your destination is not to gain anything. It's to what? The believing work and believing in the service of mankind. Can I leave you with this last little experience of mine? And after I left the church, at the age of 17, 18, I went to boarding house. I then finished school, early 20s. I got a job within the military setup back home in Nigeria. My first assignment was to work in the Nigerian border and Cotonou. I spent a few years working there as a young officer. Again, it is an experience that I cannot compromise at this age. Because then in my early 20s, I was leading hundreds of officers who are junior officers because I came into the job as a degree holder. So I climbed the steps very quickly. But I was responsible for a lot of things. I was responsible for decision making. I was responsible for feedback. I was responsible for looking after all the officers. I have a car assigned to me. I have all that instrument that you needed, that you will know, that I don't want to mention here, assigned to me at that youthful age. I was a custodian of power. And the time came, I left. I went back to the church. And I stayed in the church for a few years, and I got into another job, another career entirely. Now, I did not allow I moved away because of security, but I did not allow that to affect me. I went back to university, and I get a job later. And I became so successful in the area. And that is when I established the first ministry. And I enjoyed 6-7 years on that land. The experience I gathered, I came to this country in my late 20s. Youths, listen to me. In my late 20s, I came to this country over 30 years ago with young children, young family, and it wasn't easy at the beginning. But with passion, believing in yourself, and most importantly, have the ability to endure your experience. Don't be deluded by fictions. Don't worry about money because money will come later. Go out there and lead in your society. Go out there and lead in your community. Give back to the community. You can do that by being a good leader. I want to thank you for the opportunity you're giving me this evening. It's been a very, very busy day for me. As I leave here now, I'll be in another program, and that's been the case since 7 a.m. Once again, I thank the moderator, and I thank the set man in the house, and everybody that have been online today. Remain blessed, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time as well to both speakers. I think now we can open the floor to questions. So for everyone here, please, you can either type in your question and send them to the chat or to me privately. You can choose that as an option in the chat area, or just unmute yourself and speak. really, if you have a question. So I'll just give you guys time to gather your thoughts and ask the question. So while we wait to get questions from people, just wanted to say in terms of, you know, because he touched on some key points that, you know, it needs to be emphasized on and for young people in the house to know and to sort of remember as a takeaway from this. Leaders are made. So it basically means that there is a potential in every one of us, in each and every one of us. The potential is there. It's just for you to develop that and the right attitude. Having the right attitude, no one is born with that. No one is born with the right attitude, just as, you know, you may have been born with potential to do so many things. But having the right attitude is something you need to consciously do. So you need to be conscious of that, to have the right attitude. Treat others as you like to be treated. If you're someone that likes, you know, someone to, you know, to say please to you or thank you, it start every little count. You know, I'm tempted to use a Tesco phrase, every penny counts. But in this instance, every little counts. It could just be a basic thank you or, you know, just something as little as that. Having the right attitude and styles of leadership. So there are different styles of leadership, and this it for different places it works differently, for different sector it works differently. So you need to determine what kind of leader do you want to be. And in terms of leading, leadership is not about, you know, manipulating people to do what you want. No, it's a matter of influence, and this stuff you develop. You can't make people follow you. You're just going to have a bunch of pretenders right behind you. So you're not meant to manipulate others, not at all. And you're meant to lead in an area. So we're not supposed to, you know, be feel inferior when you see someone else leading in an area. No, they're leading in that area. You can also lead in an area. You know, just as iPhone is leading in the technology, you know, sector, you've got Samsung still leading in their own area as well. You know, and you've got Nokia, even though they're kind of down now, but, you know, they'll probably come up soon, who knows. But just an analogy to let you guys know, you don't need to compete with each other, because we have so many young kids out there, young people, young Black people, just feeling, you know, no, this is my territory, you can't have it. No, there's room for every one of us to lead. And it's in an area, not to oppress anybody else or anything like that. And when you know you're meant to lead in an area, you need to understand that you need to also solve a problem. You can't just say you want to lead. No, you need to bring some sort of solution to something that it's a need. You know, we've got so much challenges now in the world, you know, in your community. Find a solution to it and take ownership and lead in that area. You know, you could be at work, you know, just as the last speaker said, he was leading a team. And in that team, there might be also someone else leading a small fraction of what is being done. In the management aspect of their daily task. So you don't feel, you know, it's not that you need to be the lead where everyone comes to. You could be leading under someone else that is leading, or leading within a little segment. Just like if you buy a share, you know, you buy a little fraction of that. You know, you could be leading in a small fraction, you know, but there's room for everybody. And in school as well, you know, young people, you can develop these skills right from when you're a prefect in school. You know, you bring in so much. You learn so much from just being a prefect at school. You may think it's just being a prefect, but this little area are where you develop your leadership mentality and skills as well. So don't underestimate it. When you're uni, you know, go for all these, you know, this team, or, you know, your program. So if you're in engineering, you know, engineering or something like that, you could be the president of the engineering community or the engineering group. So all these little areas you may think, no, it's not, but this is where you pick up. the skills, the mentality, the problem solving skills from. Okay. And yeah, I just thought I'd add that. And we've got a couple of questions coming in. Please feel free to add your contribution as well. If you just want to put a contribution, feel free to put that. So here we've got someone that wants to know, that is asking, staying on leadership mentality, wants to ask a question. Okay. So we've got someone that wants to ask the question. Please feel free to unmute yourself to ask that, please. And here we have, which one is the most important? Okay, so we've got someone here that says, which one is the most important and particular skill a young person must have? So this question is not, both our speaker, you guys can sort of have a go at this if you want. I don't want to have to pick one out of you, but yeah, the floor is for both of you guys. As our speaker, yeah.
Let me quickly answer one or two before I disappear.
Okay, so yeah, you take
on. In my opinion, the most important thing is motivation.
Right.
Something must bring you to the place. You must be motivated by something. When you have the motivation, then you can carry out your assignment. I'll say motivation.
Okay. Thank you very much. So to Adewale, that is your question right there. So the answer is motivation. That's what he would give to that. So here we've got a comment that says stepping out of their comfort zone. So yeah, that's another contribution, to step out of your comfort zone. We've got Simi that wants to ask the question. Please unmute yourself and ask your question if you wish.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, if you have low self-esteem, how do you develop a growth mindset?
Thank you very much.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'll take that question.
Yep, feel free.
So, like I said, thank you. That was a very, very good question. Growth mindset, as we've said it, there are attributes that comes with growth mindsets. And if you want to develop growth mindset, it's just being aware. Psychoanalyze yourself at all time. Make sure all these attributes, you do it at all time. You might have, as a young one, as a teenager, you might have a list in your brain, on a paper. You can have it down. I want to develop a growth mindset. One, I must have a vision. I must be focused. What am I going to do? What am I going to become in 10, 15 years? If I know, for instance, I'm going to become a policeman in 3 years' time, you know definitely you can never go close to any crime, because if you go close, you're not going to do the job. So vision will help you, one, even with your low self-esteem, it doesn't matter. It's going to develop to high self-esteem. You must have courage to do things. Talk to yourself, talk to your inner self. Oh, I can do it. Even though they've told you you can't do it, just talk to your inner self. Yeah, I'll give myself courage. I can do it. Integrity is the key thing, will help you develop high self-esteem. Make sure people can trust you. Anything you say, people can trust you. You're able to stand for what you're doing. You take ownership. That means everything. Before you do things, you think very well. Be open-minded. Listen to people. When they criticize you, one of the key elements that makes teenagers to have low self-esteem is they don't like being criticized. Immediately you tell them, oh, you can't do this. That's it. They just feel down about themselves. He said, I can't do it. What's the point? You don't need that. Keep the consistency on. If they say you can't do it, look at it as a challenge. That's going to help your self-esteem. I don't want to go over all the point, but those are the few points that can develop your mindset from fixed to growth mindset.
Thank you very much. And also it could also help. So for those that may, you know, if you're Christian or Muslim or any whatever faith you believe in, also you can reaffirm who you are in the word. You know, there's a Bible verse that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Those words are not just words, because words are powerful. You know, when you say positive things about yourself to yourself, that it has a way of changing this the self-esteem that you have in your, of yourself. And over time, you begin to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through the inner spirit that is within you. So at times when you find yourself in a situation that, you know what, some of what is happening around you may be getting to you in addition to what the speaker has said, repeat these positive words. You can have five bullet positive words, write them down and say it to yourself. It could be every morning, however time you like. How often, say it to yourself, and over time you believe these things and nothing or no one can take it away from you. And then, you know, it adds on to you also learning to also hear criticism, take from it, and also, you know, take the ones that you believe, yep, this is definitely work on it and do that, you know. But yeah, having a positive statement and say it and believe it over time, I believe it's an addition. So here we've also got, assuming I don't like responsibility, can I still be a good leader? So yeah.
If I don't have responsibility. So Anna, I want to ask a question. Do you want to take Anna's question?
Sure, Anna, if you, yeah, and one of you guys can answer that one later. So Hannah, please feel free to unmute yourself.
Hi, everyone. Hannah Ituno. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. Hi,
everyone. My question is just from my past experience. I was a store manager for over 16 years. So I can actually say something a little bit about leadership. But what I want to, the question I want to ask is that, how do you overcome fear in leadership? How do you overcome fear in leadership? Okay. The reason why I asked that question was is just because sometimes I'll just use my professional as an example. Like as a store manager, sometimes you get afraid in terms of dealing with some certain people because you'll be scared of like, okay, what can be the outcome? So I just want, that's the reason why I actually asked the question in the leadership. How do you overcome fear? Thank you very much. That's my question.
Thank you. So do you guys want to take that?
Yeah, that was a good
question. Any of you guys?
Okay. So let me take that question first. Or do you want me to do the first one you asked before?
If you can do the first one that I asked before, and then...
What's that question, the first
one? So I'll just repeat that. Assuming I don't like responsibility, can I still be a leader?
That is where the mindset only comes in. Like when I started my presentation today, leadership on its own is two elements. And what we emphasize on today is the element two, well, the first one. Because one of the elements of leadership is you need to have the mindset, and then you need to develop yourself. It can be through school or anything, or a church or mocks. Yeah, you can develop your level, leadership skill from there. But you need to have the right mindset. But what we're talking about today is the mindset. It's the mindset. So I think I missed the beat. What did you say about the question?
Sorry. So assuming I don't like responsibility, so, can I still be a good leader?
So part of the attribute of the mindset of a leader, you must have that attribute. It's going to be difficult. Unfortunately, it's not the answer you would like. But unfortunately, in my experience, and based on the analysis of a leader, unfortunately, it's going to be very difficult. But it's a thing of a mind. It's a thing of a mind, and it can be worked upon. That's what I can suggest.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And in terms of responsibility, I think when you break it down to basic things, for your car, you need to take responsibility for it, because if you don't and your car breaks down, that is the effect. You know, you get stuck. So I think when you, it depends how you view responsibility. If you view it as a major task, then, you know, then that's the mindset that you have, which, you know, our speakers have been talking about, which is what needs to change. You need to begin to view responsibility as just a response to a responsibility on how you respond to things. So if you see, I don't know, a broken glass on the floor, what is your response? Do you leave that and let someone else, you know, hurt themselves? You know, it sounds very little and minute, but responsibility and response to things starts from there. So when you find yourself in a leadership position or just leading things or people, that is just the mindset you need to have, that, you know what, this is something that needs to be dealt with. How can I help? When you have the mindset of problem solving, I think that could help with that. And so the question asked by Hannah was, how do you overcome fear? And just before Mr. Sunday answered this, we've got someone that has put their comments on that in here. And it says, you can overcome fear in leadership by making sure that you are prepared before embarking on a task. Fear is a product of lack of preparation. I guess in some cases that is the case. In some cases it is a product of lack of preparation, which is so true. So thank you for that comment. So Mr. Anobanja, I'll let you answer that question. Your contribution also on that question on how do you overcome fear?
Sorry, I'll take the question because he's gone now. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm just going to add on what Mr. Akunle Omosheyin said.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very good area to start to explain this. The mm-hmm. very straightforward thing. Because in the perspective I'm going to use to answer this question is from the teenager's perspective.
Right.
You want to do an exam. You're going for an exam tomorrow. You know, based on what has been said, that's the truth. If you don't prepare for the exam, trust me, 1 hour to the exam, you're going to be scared. But if you've done a lot of work through in your exam, you've done everything, you've done all the preparation, you even know what question is going to be asked in number one, number two, up to number 10. You will be having this mindset, bring it on. So it's definitely on point, preparation before any tax. If I know today is going to be busy in my store, this is in the perspective of the person that asked the question. I know the store we're dealing with today, Friday evening, there's a football match. There are going to be a lot of people drunk coming into the store. I need to prepare myself that it's possible somebody can punch me in my nose, especially I'm the manager. If anything goes wrong, they're going to say, call the manager. So I'm going to prepare my mind. Today is going to be very bad in case it gets worse. So in that aspect, even if it gets worse, you are not going to feel because you've anticipated in your mind. And that's where I am in support of this. Preparation is the key. Prepare for the situation. Analyze it. Based on what I say, analyze what is going to happen before you go there. And then you just be in what you have done in your head. And that will be a lot easier. I know it's very easy to say, but it's going to take a lot of practice, what you do consistently. And you'll find out that this is actually the solution.
Great. Thank you very much. And just to also, for the particular person, Hannah, that asked the question, if you feel that preparation doesn't really relate to your question or the you know the fear that you were highlighting in the scenario you gave, then it would be good to go back to the drawing board and ask, what exactly are you afraid of? And I think when you work it backwards that way, it helps you to know how to deal with it, whether it's preparation that would actually help you counteract that fear, or whether it's a case of you need to understand a bit more of facilities available or just what other options are available. But I think first you need to identify what are you afraid of? That is the main question. Because once you know once you have the understanding of what you're afraid of, then you can then find a solution or the best style or things that apply to that particular fear, because fear comes in different forms. Some people have fear of speaking, fear of just talking to strangers. You know, it's different, and it can then be dealt with different ways. And here, hope that you find that helpful. If not, please let us know if you still want to ask it in a different way or have any more questions. And here we have, how can someone know that? How can someone know that is a leader or born leaders? So how can someone know that they are a leader or born leader? I believe I'm getting that correctly. If I'm not, please unmute yourself and just ask. But yeah, the question is, how can someone know that they are a leader or they are born leader?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you want, you can add your contribution, right. And anyone else that has contribution, please. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, like Mr. Sunday Onobanjo said, and that's my usual phrase. Leaders are not born. No, leaders are made. Don't let anyone confuse us in that regard. There's nobody born a leader. You are made. If you look back, any leader, if you look back, it's going to be through experience. One, it might be through what you've been through in your life. One, or another one, it might be you look at your parents, how they model you, how you see them when you're growing up, or what you've been through in your life, or you went to school of leadership. That is the only reason why you can become, because we all have the prerequisite of becoming a leader inside of us. Don't get me wrong. Anybody can be a leader at any time. We have the prerequisite, we have the embodiment, the little things inside of us that can turn us to be a leader. That's why you do find some people in this world in the position of leadership, and you look at yourself, I can do better than him, I can do better than her, because that person is modeled to be a leader, and you don't look at yourself in that regard. You believe where you are is okay for you. So, conclusion, leaders are not born, they are made.
Thank you very much for that. And so in response, someone else put here, in response to the question about fear, how do you overcome fear? So here they said, fear of risk of failure. So I recommend that decision process should be logical and determine your risk factor. Experienced leader can be showed for self-confidence. So thank you for that contribution. So here we've got another comment. You can know that you are a leader as soon as you discover that you are always feeling like taking responsibility without being prompted by external forces. Thank you very much. That is, that can also be true. Yeah, that is true. Because if you feel, you know what, take responsibility for it. Thank you guys for that. And here I've got a question that says, how can you develop as a leader? So you feel, you think you're a leader, or for someone that feel, you know what, I want to take this seriously, you know, the potential leadership in me, I want to take it seriously and work on it. How can they develop this as a leader?
Yeah, it's what we've been saying. Although we've been talking about the mental aspect of it, in order to do the mental aspect, you just need just to follow this trend I've listed over and over again. To be a leader, you must have a vision, because your vision will make people follow you. Like the host have said, you don't force people to follow you. People will look at your vision. Oh, I think what you say makes sense. I think I'm happy to be part of that. You must have a vision. And immediately you have the vision, there should be focus. The focus comes with you not looking right or left. You might only have one people that believe in your ideology, or nobody believe. Everybody think you don't know what you're doing. But if you have vision, keep the focus going. Courage. Give yourself courage. Integrity is the key thing, and honesty. people need to trust you that, okay, what he's talking about, yeah, I can trust him, he's honest, he go with his word. You must have a very strategic planning every time. You must be strategic. That means, you know, every time you find anything successful or you find any place, you find it entertaining or very good, there was a planning. The planning has been done beforehand. Things has been set. Don't just come and do things the way it goes. Don't go by free flow. Do a strategic planning. Let people know you for the plans. Being strategic at all time when you're doing your thing. And I like the point our brother raised about if you are a person that take nobody prompts you, you take responsibility. That's another thing. That's an inbuilt thing. Nobody, it's difficult for people to take responsibility. But if that comes within, that's a very good element to build upon. So I think, is that okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. And also, guys, read books, you know, or stuff that relates, because your mind, we are changed by the renewal of our mind. So you need to, whatever ideology or idea or thoughts you have, because not all of us are privileged to have leaders around them for them to be able to see and learn from it. So at times you need to create your own, and by sort of renewing your mind, this will work on your mentality as well, because, you know, for some people they find it difficult to just make up stuff in their head, but when you read when you read and you develop your mind and you unlearn the wrong things that is there, or the myths, shall I say, rather than the wrong things, you unlearn those, and then you learn the right ideology, and it changes your mentality, you know, from within, from inside out. That also helps you to change the mindset and develop as a leader, because you need to, you know, examples of people that I've used in that are leading in the field of technology, you know, you can get into their minds by reading their material. Or the biography and stuff like that. So here we are quite short of time, and here we've got is leadership related to personality? I believe I would say no. It does have a link, but you could end up having, you know, a leader that has a stinking personality, but they are in a position of a leader. They could be leading a team. But their personality is quite, you know, it's not nice, really. You've got people that leave work because of that, you know, when they've got the wrong leader. So you want to add something?
Yeah, let me just quickly add something to that. I think, in my opinion, the answer is yes and no. All right. Okay. When it's yes, because when your personality is related to the leadership, when it's linked together, you find that person an outstanding leader. I don't want to take you guys to numerology now, so that to know the personality that we do have. So, because it's going to take our time. But when the personality matches with the leadership inside of you, you find that person an outstanding leader. Where I say no is you can develop yourself to be a leader. It doesn't matter. You can develop yourself through all this we've said. So my opinion on that is yes and no. All right, everybody can be a leader. Thank you
very much. And lastly, so this is an answer second to the last, which says, how can you develop as a leader? So we've got Kunle here responding. To develop as a leader, get to become equipped and keep developing prerequisites, skills by getting education, formal and informal. You must be disciplined and, more importantly, learn discipline. And that rounds it up. Thank you very much, guys, for your contribution. It's been quite interactive, and we love that all the time. We love that. Feel free to ask any more questions offline. Visit our website as well. We have this every month, so we're sure to let you know for next month when and what we'll be talking about. If you have any suggestion, we are also open to that as well. And lastly, the winners of the Kahoots game, could you please reach out to us from our website or just via email or something? Just let us know what preferred high street store you would want, and your email address to send it to. Thank you very much for today. And yeah, that brings us to the end. Enjoy the rest of your evening, all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.